Listening Library presents Animal Rescue Team Hide and Seek by Sue Stoffaker, read for you by Harley Vaughn. Chapter 1. Keisha Carter set out 5 pieces of bread and buttered them. Using a biscuit cutter, she made a hole in the center of each piece and settled them butter side down into Daddy's hot pan. "Please get Grandma the ice pack from the freezer," Daddy said as he cracked eggs into the empty spaces. Keisha stood on her tippy toes and felt for the ice pack. "Did she have yoga last night?"
"Yes. According to Bob, she was showing their instructor the new move she made up. Cat falling off counter or something like that. She strained her back a little."
Big Bob, as all the kids called him, worked as a vet tech at the Humane Society, was the leader of the 4-H's Wild Forever Club, and always put his yoga mat next to Grandma's at Yoga You Can Do. But he was not Grandma's boyfriend.
"Take it right up and ask her if she wants breakfast in bed. And please find Razzie for me. You don't want to be late for school. Tell him I'm making Toad in the hole. That'll get him going."
As Keisha hurried down the hall, she heard the phone ringing in the office. Grandma usually answered the phone on school mornings, but she was upstairs groaning.
"I'll get it," Keisha called back to Daddy in the kitchen, so he didn't have to leave the eggs.
"Carter's Urban Rescue," she answered, a little out of breath.
"Oh, dear! Oh, the poor little deer!"
"Excuse me?" Keisha asked.
"I have a deer here that needs rescuing!"
"Do you live in the city?" Though the Carters had rescued a lot of animals since they set up their business, it wasn't often they got a call about a deer.